Do you feel like a fraud? Do you feel like someone is going to find out that you are not as good as you say you are, or as good as other people say you are? If so, you are suffering from imposter syndrome, and that is a very, very common syndrome that a lot of entrepreneurs, talented people, and famous people feel on an ongoing basis. You are not alone with that feeling. I'm Shama Maher, CEO of Scaling Retail, and today we're going to talk about how to overcome imposter syndrome, in a matter of speaking, and what it is you can do to really instill confidence and help yourself become a better CEO, leveraging your successes and starting to shift your mindset on what it means to be successful. You know, the common phrase is, I'm a fraud and everyone's gonna find out, right? That might be something that you find yourself thinking about late at night, early in the morning when you're starting to write emails out to important people, or even when you're shipping out new product launches or you're having sales conversations. It can be so nerve-wracking to get into a meeting with someone and to feel like, oh no, are they gonna find out something that I don't know? So the first thing to really understand when it comes to solving this is almost everybody has imposter syndrome at some period or time in their life, whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time. Now, the major reason why imposter syndrome comes about is really a failure to acknowledge your own successes and a failure to understand that your successes aren't just lucky. They've come from hard work. You've spent days, nights, you've spent so much time, money, energy, resources towards accomplishing and creating the life, the product, the business that you want, that none of it was luck, you know? And that, I think, is really the number one thing that you need to do when it comes to thinking about instilling more confidence in what it is that you are achieving, right? And instilling more confidence in who you are as a CEO and business owner. So the next thing I want you to think about is focus on providing value, right? So you might be thinking about, you feel like a fraud if you're concerned about yourself. You know, what are people gonna think of me? If I fail at this business, are they gonna shun me? I don't know as much about this as the other person. The fastest way to get over feeling like a fraud is to actually share your knowledge with other people. So business owners out there, those of you who are toiling away and working so hard, you are having little successes. You are learning and sharing a lot of information, hopefully with other people. The more you get invested in a community and the more that you are sharing your successes and sharing your failures, which are equally as important, the sooner you're going to realize that you are creating value to a larger group of people. Now, Silicon Valley has this mantra of fail fast and fail hard, right? There's almost a success is failure. But we all know as entrepreneurs of other kinds of businesses that we don't necessarily want to fail hard or, you know, lose a lot of money of someone else's, right? We're building our businesses in more sustainable ways. We want to create lifestyles where we can have recurring income and know that we're on a business model for success. So we don't want to fail fast, but we do want to acknowledge our successes and also acknowledge the areas in which we could have improved. Because having that homeostasis of success and failure is actually what makes you a very resilient entrepreneur and helps to diminish some of these effects of imposter syndrome, right? The number one reason why people feel imposter syndrome is because they're still in an amateur mindset. They're still thinking that they have to scramble and race to the finish line, and if they don't hit X, Y, and Z goals, then they're a failure. And that is a very amateur mentality. The going pro mentality actually allows you to take a step back and realize that the success of your business is really in the journey and in hitting those milestones and learning and pivoting and becoming a sustainable business. That's not going to be something where you fail hard and fast at, but is going to be something that you grow incrementally. And as you grow, you might plateau, and then you might grow again and you'll plateau again. But that is all part of the journey, and weathering those emotional responses are going to be extremely validating and helpful for you over time. Next, I want you to really keep a file of the things that people say about you that are really nice. anytime someone's writes into a customer service email and they want to say how wonderful you've been or how great your product is, write it down. Anytime you hear someone telling you at a selling event or even talking to peers how great you are, how great your product is, and how well you're doing, write that down. Stockpiling a list of all of the things that you are doing well is extremely helpful when you're combating those moments of doubt. You know, you have proof. The proof is in your email. The proof is in what people tell you. The proof is in your friends and family cheering you on. And it's important to know that when you need a little pick-me-up, that you have a bucket of things that you can start to stack up. Next, you need to stop comparing yourself to other people, right? Jealousy is something that will get you nowhere. Comparing yourself to someone else sets you up for failure because you're setting yourself and your unique position, your background, everything that who you are, and all of a sudden you're marginalizing that and diminishing that to say that someone else somehow, their life experience was just like you and everything they've done in their life was just like you, and yet they came out with better results. I guarantee you, your life story, your struggles, the things that make you unique and your business unique, because you are the CEO of your life and your business, is very different than anyone else who has had any amount of success greater than you or less than you. Everyone's journey and road is different. You might think you're suffering the most, but I guarantee there might be other entrepreneurs out there who are suffering more than you. Right? And maybe on the outside, it looks like what they're doing is amazing and they've done a great job of mastering the art of illusion. You know, we'll get to that in a minute, but mastering the art of illusion. And you might say to yourself, wow, how am I not meeting up to that standard? You know, and I have to say that things like social media, right, tend to facilitate the imposter syndrome. If you go on Instagram, if you go on Twitter, Facebook, it's a competitive game out there, right? Everyone wants to have more followers, more people listening to them, more people engaging. But I have to tell you guys, and you need to really, really remember this and write this down. It is not about the number of people who hear you or who hear that message. It's about the number of loyalists and the number of people who actually buy your product, the number of people who actually talk to you, and the number of people who become your tribe. That is important. It's not just how many people you can get your messaging out to. It's about having the right number of people who create a model of business for you that is sustainable. So if you stop comparing yourself to people who have 11,000 Instagram followers or people who have a ton of people commenting on their Instagram, etc., you're going to start moving into the areas that are more important, which is how do I harness my day today to actually make improvement on sales? How can I apply all of those principles that I've been learning? How can I start to pivot and look at analytics and information? So part of the imposter syndrome is really getting away from the jealousy, from looking at other people, so you can start to occupy your time with things that are more productive, because feeling bad about yourself is one of the most unproductive things that you can do. Next, you need to think about your business as an experiment, right? You need to think about your creation and yourself as a CEO as an experiment. If you are a real entrepreneur, chances are you're going to have many different businesses in your lifetime. Some are going to have some successes in some areas. Some are going to have other successes in other areas. And some might just quote unquote fail completely in terms of traditional success values. However, if you are really in this for the long game, you need to take a step back emotionally and mentally and understand that each business that you have is an experiment. This is your opportunity to test a hypothesis, see if it works, pivot, try it again, and then make a decision point. Do I continue and move forward, or do I step away and start focusing on something else? The worst thing that you can do for yourself is to continue to work on a business that you do not feel has integrity and that you do not feel is ultimately going to lead to your happiness and to your definitions of success. So sometimes that feeling of imposter syndrome or that feeling of being a fraud really holds us back from either making a definitive decision to continue with something or to step away. And guys, I have to tell you, the ability to cut something loose and walk away can be just as powerful as having a business that succeeds and thrives. Because the moment you step away from something, the moment you open yourself up to something new, not only does this happen with all different areas of your life, but especially when it comes to businesses that are being innovative, that are experimenting, and especially when it comes to entrepreneurs like yourself. Now, when it comes to evaluating your quote unquote failures, and you know, I like to say quote unquote because it's very subjective, right? Being wrong doesn't make you a fake, right? There are a lot of basketball players out there that miss a lot of the shots that they take. Maybe not Stephen Curry from the Warriors, but lots of other ones out there, right? A lot of traders out there lose money on a lot of their trades. You know, the presidents that we've had in office are wrong about a lot of stuff, right? So you need to think about it from this perspective. It is not about the little things and the little mistakes that you make, though yes, it's important to acknowledge them and to learn from them and to hopefully not make them again. But it's really about the learnings that come from that, that help contribute to your successes. Now, you need to ask yourself this question. And Miranda July wrote this book called Nobody Belongs Here More Than You. And what's really funny in this book is kind of different from the title, but what I think is really important for you to recognize is you are in this position because of who you are, because of your deep desire to produce and create something. So you've already identified yourself as someone who's in the game. Now, why would you run around the track a bunch of times, tiring yourself out, rather than running in a linear direction towards success, towards key learnings, and towards pivoting and becoming a better leader and a better business owner, and ultimately creating more money and creating a profitable business? So when you start to doubt what you're doing, and that imposter syndrome kicks in, it's very similar to you running around the track a bunch of times and tiring yourself out, so you actually prevent yourself from making any headway, right? The moment you step out of it and you realize that, hey, I'm here for a reason and I want to do this for a reason, and I made this choice because clearly you knew you needed to do this, then all of a sudden you put your mindset on the track for moving in a linear direction. Now, again, you might have some plateaus, some successes. You're never just going to skyrocket. That hockey stick doesn't exist when it comes to the world of entrepreneurs, right? It's simply a myth. But that acknowledgement that you are exactly where you need to be and you've made this choice to be an entrepreneur is extremely empowering, right? When you hold back and when you start running around this racetrack and tiring yourself out, you hold back whatever it is that you're doing. You hold back your expertise, you're holding back your creativity and your development, and you're actually taking away from your business. You are the worst employee for your business the moment that you let that take the best of you. Now, lastly, realize in this world, nobody knows what they are doing, right? Almost every single startup fails. Almost every single actress, actor has had periods of highs and lows, even in their most successful moments of their career. Nobody has mastered the art of being an entrepreneur, right? You might see that they're making so much money, but what are they actually doing on a regular basis that's helping them balance and create that homeostasis? Some of the people who are the richest people in the world actually have the biggest troubles, the biggest depressions, and sometimes it leads to suicide, and sometimes it leads to robbing the world of that creativity because they could not manage their own imposter syndrome. So it's important to realize, guys, that you are in the process of creation, of development, and of management. You are obviously on a day-to-day basis learning how to be a better CEO for your business, learning how to be a better CEO for your life. And the more that you stay on this track, keep track of all of your successes, keep track of your failures so that you know how to learn from them and how to pivot from them, and realize that you are not alone, the better off you will be. All right, thank you so much for listening to this recording on imposter syndrome. I hope you walked away with lots of tools and techniques to help you flourish as an entrepreneur. Your business and your life is there for the taking, right? The better you can create homeostasis and get over yourself, the better you're going to be able to manage, lead, create sales models that get you recurring income, and actually have a business that you want. Thanks so much. Bye.